Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 56 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be program number 158. If you'd like a copy of it, we'll tell you at our website number at the end of this program. You can specify whether you want a tape or a CD. We have some letters and other things to read to you that'll be very informative. Because the Bible plainly tells us that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Well, how do you bind something on earth? Do you just stand there with your pointer finger saying, "I bind you, Satan, I bind you, Satan"? And he's laughing at you and clapping his hands. The Bible says that his work is easy and light. The Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy and laden, and I'll give you rest or Sabbath for your souls." He says, "Put the yoke on with me. Yoke yourself up with me." In other words, like a team of horses. Because my work, my yoke, my work is easy and it's light. So the way to bind Satan here on this earth is not run over to the puppets that are of the Vatican and bind them. You know, you probably get stopped in your tracks before you enter into the White House or the federal buildings or anything like that with a rope. You're going to bind devils in there. And how are you going to detect if they're of the devil or of the Lord? You can tell by the things they do. But that isn't what the Lord means. He said, just expose them. That's how easy and light his word is. Just pull the lid off of them. Pull the sheets and blankets off of them so you can see the ringworm all over their miserable bodies and the pus and everything coming out of those ringworms. Well, that might be gross. I hope you're not eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner at this moment, because we do get a little graphic sometimes. So right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service outwardly. I already have the inward manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which has given me the power to be in the ministry. And if you don't have the baptism, you know, a lot of people in churches tell me, "You have the baptism." When you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you don't need anybody to tell you. It's like a huge, powerful force that comes down into your body. And it just slays you. I mean, you can't hardly move. And sometimes you cannot move. And it's such a beautiful, powerful feeling. And you begin speaking in another tongue. And you're closer to the Lord then than any other time. All right, so, Father, we ask that you anoint outwardly this service and work in me, Lord. Let your word come through me and let it be your work so that it can be called the work of God instead of the work of Tony. Lord, speak through my lips your words to save souls and strengthen the church. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we're going to bind the devil because we're going to expose Satan's work here on this earth. And we'll see Satan will break out someplace else, but every time we see him, we're going to expose him so that he is right out in the sunlight. When we see Satan, when Satan is lurking in the dark, no one can detect what he's doing or where he is. But we cannot fight Satan unless we know where he's coming from. And the only way we can know where he's coming from is for those of us that are of you to expose his work all over the world, wherever he breaks out, in the church, in the house, everywhere. We just let your word shine on him, and we can show the world what he's doing in this world. And I pray that they'll receive it, that the church will be strengthened and souls will be saved. Father, I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so where's the first letter from?
From Accra, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Lomo, grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for your life and the faith and love which you have towards the Lord and all the saints. You are a blessing to the world. I am a born-again Christian and a student. I read one of your newsletters, which was given to me by a friend, and it was really touching. I could not stop reading it until I had finished reading all the message. It was very clear to my understanding, and I wish to have more of them. I tried to read the Bible verses provided beneath the message, but since I had only the New Testament, I only read a few. As a born-again Christian, I wish to learn and know more about God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Well, make sure this brother or sister, whoever it is, gets a Bible, an Old and New Testament, right away. I suppose you've already sent it anyway.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then what?
I have come to understand that anything concerning success and other areas of life is available in the Bible. I would therefore be very happy if you could assist me by sending me one of your full Bibles, since I only have the New Testament. And I know God will richly bless you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, yours faithfully, Benjamin, from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay. Next.
Next letters from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, West Indies. Dear Pastor Lomo and all the people who work in his ministry, I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I thank you very much for the heart of love you have. I know God made it, but you did your own effort too. Thank you very much for the literature and the 6 Bibles and the 2 books of the Messiah according to Bible prophecy. It's a great book. We need to let you know that we received them and shared them. We love your work for the Lord. I'd like to visit your ministry someday when God offers the opportunity. It's not easy for me to come to America, but I believe God can make it possible.
Yes, I mean, if you'd like to join the ministry, and let us know what you're able to do, because we need workers. And, we'll help you if the Lord directs me that way. All right, then what else?
It would cost me over $2,000 US, but I never have that money. Me and my family and ministry say hello and congratulate your job. We want you to know that we pray for Pastor Lomo and all the people included in the ministry. We had a week of vacation Bible school. We spread the gospel too. By sharing the gospel, we shared the literature you sent us and 6 Bibles. I'm sending you 2 photos. I spread the literature all over and told them about Christ. We have over 50 people that came to know Christ. Praise God. We prayed with them, so we have so many needs. We are in a poor country. We need to build a place for people to worship and give them Bibles and also dress them.
Well, what we did when we were very poor, I lost all the money that I had because I was afraid to get back into any kind of business. And I gave away all my different clothes and things like that to the people that we were winning to the Lord. And so we see, I met a lot of people in the ministry, like Demas Shakarian, who was the head of the Full Gospel Christian Businessmen Association. He was the president. And he had me speaking at the Beverly Hills chapter in Los Angeles, in the downtown chapter in Los Angeles, and several other areas like in Nashville, Tennessee, and just many other places. I can't recall them all at the moment, but he didn't have a lot of money. He owned a dairy, but I guess he lost that. And what he did is made a deal with the different cafeterias to hold services in there, and the cafeterias are more than happy to allow him to do that, because the people that would come in to the services would buy a meal, and sometimes there'd be 1,000 people there or 2,000 people, and some of these plates that they were selling were $3, $4, $5, $6, especially if they had desserts and a drink. And so, if it was $5 if it averaged out to that, a crowd of 1,000 people would bring in $5,000 to the restaurant. And so if you use that sort of strategy to get you a place to where you can invite people to come and hear the gospel, The restaurant people will be extremely happy to do it for you and even give you a bonus if you do it. And that way it'll save you a lot of money in building churches. People want to build churches all over the world, and they seek to us for the money to do so. If we did that, we wouldn't have enough money to pay for the printing of Bibles, the Messiah books, literature, and for the postage. The postage sometimes runs 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times more than the actual printed material. So we'll pay maybe $3 to have or $4 for our Bible to be printed, and it'll cost maybe $6 or $8 to have it shipped. So we're talking about $10 to $12 to send you a Bible, and we don't mind doing that at all. But it's not feasible for us to. We just haven't got the resources to build buildings for people. So try to make a deal with restaurants or something or somebody to have your church services. We have never built but one church, and that was in Dyer, Arkansas. And so the government came in and took all of our property away at one time. Now we have more than before, but we don't have it in the church name. And some people are asking us to, that they say, they tell us that they're registering our ministry at places in Africa and all over the world and with the government. And that's one thing you don't want to do, really, in those areas, because then what you're doing is just saying where your ministry is. And you build a church and then they burn the church down or something. So keep it a secret. Some of these politicians like to eat at cafeterias, and they're not going to burn down the cafeteria that they like to eat in. Make sense?
Yeah.
So you're kind of secure that way by having your services in a cafeteria that has good food. And then the mayor and the governor and so on, they like to go over there and eat. And so you're kind of protected that way. And if they burn it down, there's no loss to you or to any church of the Lord. Okay? So we have to walk in wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so what else?
Many people accepted Jesus, but because of no place to worship, they just stay home without growing in Christ. I know some people who went back into the world.
But if you let them know, if you give me their address, I'll send them tapes. I'll send them literature. I'll send them Bibles. I'll send them Messiah books. And all these things, you know. Give me their names and addresses and we'll send it to them. All right? Because there are many people that ask us to finance the building of churches in their areas, and we wouldn't be able to have a church ourselves over here if we did that. And then what?
We have land we got for our ministry. We would like to use it for an office. The office is in my house. We need a new one in the land and a place for people to worship in a countryside.
Well, I've got a worldwide ministry, and my office is inside my home. I don't need a big office. I'm living right now in a little bungalow, and my office is right in here. I was doing some of the biggest business in the world at one time, and I still am. Sometimes my office is a phone booth. You know, I think it's 3 foot by 3 foot. It may be 6 or 8 feet tall. You don't need a big office. Would you see that in the movies or something? Okay, what else?
The people need to walk about 45 minutes, sometimes an hour.
That's good for your health. You have to pay that to a health studio to get on a treadmill. That's not going to hurt them. Okay, what do you want? Somebody to wheel you to church on a wheelchair or something? Walk! Okay, what else?
We need help for them. We need over 6,000 U.S. dollars to build it, but we can start with 3,000. We don't have that money. We ask you, brothers and sisters, to help us. We have our supporter in the USA named Pastor Dan Allen in Massachusetts. He helps us for our trips. He is a good guy. If you would like to help us, we think he can meet you.
Well, why don't you get the help from the Lord? Just have him open, ask him to open up a door for you. to preach the gospel. And, you know, the door is open over here, but we just cannot. And, oh, you people out in Radio Land, if you want to help these people build the church, it's all right with us. We'll give you his name and address if you call us, and you can send the 6-3 or 6,000 to him, and you don't have to send it to us. We're not looking for, you know, we'd love to see the person have a church, but they could have it in a cafeteria or a restaurant or a hotel lobby. They can pay a hotel lobby, a person in a hotel to use one of their banquet rooms or something. I was raised in the hotel business, and I know that hotels negotiate all the time. It's not a strange thing when you go to them with negotiations, because they love to dicker with you. They like to barter. Okay, so do that and use a little ingenuity or and a little bit of my brain that has been in the Lord has given me in order to get things done. Okay, if you don't have the money, then you know, necessity is the mother of invention. Amen?
Amen.
So you have a necessity, so let's invent some way to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Necessity is the madre of invention. All right? Okay, then what?
You asked us in the letter to tell you if we needed books, Bibles, and literature.
Now that we can do, okay? It's free of charge. And that's what we want to keep on doing. Okay, then what?
We need some books, over 20 in French and 5 in English, and over 100 pieces of literature and Bibles. We need a lot because the nation, the Haitian Christians, don't have Bibles. 60% of them don't have a Bible. Send what you can send, if you can send 100 or more. We know we can't satisfy everyone. God's blessings be upon you and yours. May God bless you and protect you and yours. In his name, Junior, from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, West Indies.
Okay, well, you can't satisfy everyone, but the Lord can. Amen?
Amen.
I have faith. Only believe. Amen?
Amen.
All things are possible. Only believe. Okay, so we can send you the Bibles and all the other things that you ask for in that regard. Okay, next.
Next one's from Zambia, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have organized the church here in Zambia, particularly the northwestern province. The church here is growing very fast. I would like to thank you for your literature, which I received from a friend in Malawi. It has helped a lot of people to walk in the light with Jesus Christ. Therefore, Pastor Tony, I humbly request you to accept us to affiliate with your church and ministries. Please, man of God, could you kindly send us details concerning your church doctrine, constitution, more literature, and holy Bibles, etc.?
Well, our constitution is the Old and New Testament. I mean, I don't know how to work in, constituted or constructed by the Word of God from both Old and New Testament. And my literature and tapes tell the whole story. I'm an open book. All right, and then we have a piece of literature called The Purpose of Purposes, and, you know, we're out to do, if you read in the Bible that people are supposed to do something, Christians, then we do it. And that's on there all. That's the tract, or the best tract in the world is the Bible. That's us. All right, we're the body of Christ, the foundation of the New Jerusalem, the church. Then what?
I would like to register the church with the Zambian government.
Well, did Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or Jesus register themselves with the Jewish government? Did Paul? Did Timothy? Did any of those people? Or I can just see Moses going down to Pharaoh and standing there asking, can I be registered here? Huh? So that I can have the power of God come down upon this place and turn it up to destroy your country? Oh, sure, you know the same. Sure, just come in and do. Forget about registering with the government. Amen?
Amen.
My church is worldwide, and you don't want to do that. John... The Revelator, John the divine, the John who wrote the book of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. He didn't register. Matthew didn't. He left the government. He was a tax collector, and he left the government and just followed Jesus. And Jesus, when we have God's life living in us, we invite Christ in with the Father by the Spirit, and he says he'll teach us all things. You want to register with the Lord. That's it, okay? All right? Then what?
We have churches in 3 districts with 874 members, and we do not have a motherboard.
A motherboard, okay. In other words, a mother board of directors. Yes, you do. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the mother board. Amen?
Amen.
That's the Father board. You don't need a mother board. Just have the Father board. Amen?
Amen.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the board of directors. And then we, the helpers over here, with prophets and pastors and preachers and teachers and helpers. So, you know, you're all set. What else?
I would lovingly like to affiliate with your church and ministry.
Well, you already have. Just be affiliated with the Lord and us and all the other born of the Spirit Christians that believe the same way. Okay, then what?
May our God richly bless you all as we await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yours in the Lord, Reverend Ricky, from Northwestern Province, Zambia, Africa.
Okay, wouldn't that be something if Jesus went to Caesar and Pontius Pilate and asked her to get registered there? Or can you feature John the Baptist with his camel hair outfit and his sandals with a jug of honey strapped around him on the side where he dips, it's like, you know, they have dip today, you know, to dip your chips in. He'd dip a locust in there and then crunch them down and say, I'd like to get registered. Could I? Forget about that. None of the prophets of the Lord or the evangelists went to them because they look at you like you're crazy. If you really are the Lord, don't let them think you're crazy. All right? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, just go out on faith. Like when, you know, I was that way when I first got saved. You know, we got to register and we got to do all this kind of stuff. And this is crazy, you know, the way that baby Christians think. You know, we got to be real legal and do everything in decency and order according to the Antichrist government, right? Well, I clearly see now that that is not the thing to do. Okay. All right, so let's begin now with the How to Have God's Life Living in You. Sharon, come on. We might read something from these two books that we read from yesterday, but right now. Now read that statement from the Bible that tells whatsoever we bind on earth here. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 19.
Have you found it, you people?
Yes.
Okay, they found it here, so I assume that you folks have it in radio land and shortwave, wherever you're at, and A&M radio. All right, go ahead and read it.
And I will give unto thee...
No, the verse before.
Okay. And I say also unto thee...
Who's talking here?
The Lord.
The Lord who?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right, so that's good. Because there's a Lord's in the Bible. Doesn't the Bible say that Satan is the god of this world and the prince of the air?
Yes.
Okay, so some people have Satan for their Lord. And people want to know which Lord is talking here. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord that made everything in heaven and in earth and made the heavens and the earth, right? And all the planets. That's who's talking, okay? So we need to really listen to him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what does he say?
And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
And just like saying, upon this fact, because Peter just, the Holy Spirit told Peter that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And so, If the Holy Spirit tells you that, in other words, if the Word of God tells you that, and you receive it, then that's the rock that you stand on. He doesn't mean that just for Peter. And he didn't mean that he gets the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He's going to unlock the doors for you when you get there. You have the key to the kingdom of heaven when you receive the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And that's your key into the kingdom of God. But the Catholic cult, the Antichrist, says that no, Peter was the first pope. That's so retarded. Peter was an apostle. He was a Jew. Amen?
Amen.
He was somebody that really preached the truth. He preaches the exact opposite of the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult. Okay, so it wasn't Peter. And Peter was married, and they don't allow their popes to be married, or even their clergy, their priests, or their cardinals. All right, then what?
Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against
you. Right. If you are in the Lord, the gates of hell cannot come against you if you're going to follow my words. Now, what does he say?
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
So he will give the keys to you if you believe like Peter does. That'll get you into heaven. Faith unlocks the door. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth.
Okay, so he's saying that the gates of hell cannot come against you. So he's telling you whatsoever. So he's saying we have to bind Satan on earth. Otherwise, the gates of hell will prevail against you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Okay, so whatsoever Peter, you or I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Okay? And if we do bind Satan on this earth, then the gates of hell will not prevail against us. But Satan is taking over the whole world because the people of this world are too cowardly to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, and they will not bind Satan on earth. They do crazy things. I see them in churches saying, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And they keep pointing their finger and beating at the air and say, we resist you, Satan. We resist. That is not doing anything to Satan. He's laughing at you and thinks you're some kind of a maniac, and he knows you look that way to the world. The way you bind the devil, he says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So, but then he tells you how to bind it, and that is to expose the devil. We can see that happen. Like, for instance, if a fox is trying to get into the chicken house, you know, and he wants to get in there to the hen house and grab one of those chickens by the neck and then eat them up. But if the lights go on and the chickens are squawking and everything is going, and the farmer starts coming out with a double barrel shotgun or a pistol or something, that fox takes off. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because he's exposed. Amen?
Amen.
So to bind Satan, you have to expose him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then go ahead.
Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound.
Whatsoever what?
Thou shalt bind on earth.
Thou shalt bind on earth. Well, how am I going to bind something on this earth? How are you going to bind something? Are you going to stay there and shake your finger at the devil? No. Go ahead. Whatsoever shall be. You shall bind on earth. What?
Shall be bound in heaven.
Okay, so if you bind it here on earth, by exposing Satan, that stops him cold. Amen?
Amen.
There's people, I hear it on the news, that are fleeing from the, quote, law, unquote. Well, they're fleeing because it's been exposed that they've done something wrong, and they take off. And they're not molesting that little boy next door, or that little girl next door anymore. These priests that were found, there's thousands of them that have been molesting little choir boys, and they hit them. They're on the run. They're bound now. And now everybody's focusing on the Vatican and the Roman Catholic cult with all these homosexual priests. And, you know, the boys, the altar boys, have heard about this, and now they're looking narrowly at these priests. And there should be a decline in this homosexual child molesting situation in the Vatican, even though they don't prosecute them. There's no prosecuting. They paid over $1 billion out to the Vatican for these lawsuits that they have, these priests have molested children. But they didn't kick the these homosexual priests out of the Vatican. But they're bound. Amen?
Amen.
They're bound more than they were before. And God's put down his hand and made the media tell about it in part. But I'm even binding it more now. I'm saying, look, let's put those people to trial. You tried Michael Jackson, didn't you? Well, now what about, you know, fair is fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's put them all up here. There's just only certain people that they prosecute. You know why? Because there's a big lobby in Washington, D.C. So they say that the homosexuals have the strongest lobby there, and we don't dare come against anyone that's resisting the government. Well, I resist the homosexuals. I tell them that they've tried to put the make on the Lord God himself when he was in... He visited Sodom and Gomorrah, these witnesses that came in, these angels, these messengers. And so when they hear that, then it binds the devil. It makes them under conviction, and some of them get saved. Amen?
Amen.
So that's how you bind the devil. You tell on him. Okay, now, the government tries to bind us, those of us that are messengers of the Lord, that are angels of the Lord. Because the word angel, messenger, means angel. The word angel means messenger. And so they're trying to bind us by resisting us with a bunch of lies. And you foolish people out there are believing them. We're the very ones that are messengers of the Lord that are uncovering Satan for you. And you believe them? If I were you, I'd believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you do, then you're saved. Now, Jesus here is saying you're to bind the devil, not the Christians. Amen?
Amen.
Because if you bind us, then you're in the same boat with the Antichrist. Okay, but whatsoever you buy, if you don't want your children molested by homosexuals, and you see that they're doing that, you can't seem to get a hold of, to do anything about it, because you run to the prosecuting attorneys and they say, well, what's wrong with that? You know, because they're as gay as a goose themselves. All right? Or you go to the judge and they're as queer as a wolfingale in springtime. You know? So where are you going to run? You got to run to the Lord. You've got to expose them. And if you don't know how to do that, call me up or email me and I'll expose the weasels, all right? And that'll bind them, and maybe they'll leave your boy alone and maybe you alone, or whatever's wrong or whatever people are doing to you. It's the devil, and you've got to expose it. They might even, these marshals told me, the U.S. Marshals, while they had me incarcerated on false charges, that I wasn't paying my taxes. And I was. I pay my taxes in advance. And so they said, we don't even want to take our wives to Washington, D.C., to the U.N., because, or into New York City, to stand guard there at the U.N., because these satanic people from Rome and other dignitaries, supposed to be dignitaries, come in and they pinch our wives on the rear end and pinch them on their breasts and try to make out with them. And they said, we can't do anything about it. The UN is so rotten and corrupt, and they've made laws, the Vatican, that protects the criminal and brings false accusations against the citizens and the people that are of the Lord. So I'm saying this because now, and I've been saying this, and that's why the Lord binds the devil towards us. And if they come and kill me for resisting them and for binding them, I don't see how they can. But if they can, I go straight to heaven. And then you know who did it. It's the Vatican. Who done it? You don't have to figure very far. Amen?
Amen.
But so far, the Lord has kept me alive all these years. After they threatened, they said, we are going to kill you. Well, I said, the Lord's going to fry you, and the Lord's going to kill you. And you know, most of the people that said that to me are dead now, and their souls are in hell. So I'm binding them here on earth, and I know that the Lord is good for his word. He's binding them in the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you're going to want to bind Satan on this earth, you see all the corruption and everything, then expose it. If you think this filth on television, you wonder where it's coming from and how it can be that way, it's coming right from the Vatican. That's where it's coming from. And then a bunch of other people say, well, gosh, we see that that's the trend, so a bunch of money-hungry, demon-possessed people start making those kind of movies too and start to getting involved in that kind of situation, and they unwittingly have become part of the very purpose that Satan is seemingly accomplishing in this world through the actual promotion of the devil himself through the Vatican and all of its secret clandestine groups throughout the world, such as the Jesuits. All right, so go ahead.
And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth...
No, read it from the... Whatsoever?
Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
So if you bind something, if you reveal what's going on the world, the Lord will reveal it even more from heaven and bind it. But if you just let Satan run amok on the earth, you just let him run loose, well, the Lord will just allow... it to go to until the point that you see the world in the condition that it is today. That's what that means. So you have the power to bind the devil, otherwise the Lord wouldn't say, whatsoever you voo bind on earth. Voo! Do! You! You have to get up and start binding Satan, exposing him. Okay? You shaking your finger or shaking your fist at the devil, that isn't doing anything at all. You got to be a maniac to think so. Okay, then what? Okay, now we're going to go into how to have God's life living in you. Now that's one way to have him living in you. If the devil's bothering you, well, then expose it. If you've got a problem and you can't get rid of it, you're not confessing it. By confessing your sins, by confessing it, that is binding the devil because it's bringing him out to light. And people will watch you closely, but it's better than going to hell. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're a liar, tell people that you are. Confess it and then stop doing it. Then God will help you bind it. Okay? If you've done something in the past, confess it. And the devil will be bound in you. But if you just hide it, you're hiding Satan, and you're letting him loose inside you, and you'll never do a work for the Lord. If you got a problem, tell it. Then that way the church can pray for you, and you've exposed Satan, and he has no longer any hold on you. Like they say down south, some of the old timers, they say, he's got a hold on you. Well, if you want him to take that hope off of you, then you expose him. Amen?
Yeah.
In you, in your family, in the neighborhood, in your town, your city, in your state, your county, your state, and the Zivelt, the whole world. Amen?
Yeah.
Pull the lid off of him. Then the Lord will bind him in heaven for you. Okay, what else?
Revelation was written to reveal, disclose the purpose of God as to the end of time, the earth, and the nations.
Well, sure, he tells us what the purpose of what his purpose is in this world here in these last days. Read that statement again, please.
Revelation was written to reveal, disclose the purpose of God.
Yeah, revelation means to uncover. You want to see the devil, then blow the whistle on him. Amen?
Amen.
That clears everything up. Right?
Amen.
It discloses what's going on in you and in your house, in the church. But if you don't, then you're members of the devil's body, the Antichrist. If you let people overrun the church, then you're no more than the devil. You're no better than the devil. Then what?
Revelation was written to reveal, disclose the purpose of God as to the end of time, the earth, and the nations.
Right. What's going on? In what? What? In the earth and the nations?
And the nations.
What?
As to the end of time, the earth, and the nations.
So we're talking about time, we're talking about earth, and the nations. And he starts out by telling about the churches and the witnesses of the Lord, the lampstand, the church. That's how the book of Revelation starts out, with the lampstands. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
And we are not prying into God's unpermissible territory when we read and study Revelation.
Right. The Lord doesn't think you're nosy when you're reading the Bible, when you're studying it, when you're getting into the book of Revelation. He loves you for it. He starts out by saying, blessed are those. Go ahead and read the first verse of a couple of verses, first 1 to 3 in Revelation chapter 1.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants.
To show, you know, in other words, in picture form or signs. Then to show unto them what?
Things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Okay, by his angel to his servant John. He signified, showed it to him. Then what?
Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He bear a record of the word of God. And what?
Of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
And the testimony of Jesus here is telling what's going to happen in time, in the world. And what else?
And of all things that he saw.
Yes. All things that he saw. The Lord showed him signs, pictures. He saw it, and then he wrote it down. He says, all that you see and hear. Okay, then what?
Blessed is he that readeth.
Okay, blessed are you that read. What's going on here? You want to get a blessing. Then what?
And they that hear the words of this prophecy.
Hear it, that means that you understand it. And unless you don't, unless you have a teacher, how are you going to understand what the lampstand means and the stars and the jasper? Huh? How are you going to understand? So there's an actual blessing if you understand, if you hear. Hearing is one thing, but if you don't understand what you hear, you're not hearing it. Amen?
Amen.
You hear? You hear what I'm saying? Do you follow? Do you understand? Capisce? Comprende? Verstehen? Okay, go ahead.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written.
See, not only are you supposed to hear it, or understand it, but you have to keep, in other words, do what? Do what?
Keep those things which are written therein.
Yeah, remember them and do them, the things that are written, and that's when you're getting blessed. Blessed are you that read, hear, understand, capisce, capito, comprende, verstehen, understand, and keep the things that this book is telling you, and that means to do. What point is there to learn something if you're not going to do it. You go to a university to learn how to be a mechanic. What good is it if you buy a whole set of tools and everything, and you've learned everything, but you don't use the tools? Amen?
Amen.
Or what you've learned. So the Lord's giving you the tools how to get into the kingdom of heaven here. You got to read, you have to understand, you have to hear it so you can understand, and then keep what you learn. Just like when we go to school, you mean you learn first the ABCs and also the alphabet. And you don't want to forget that because you're going to have to go into a career or something in your life. And who knows, maybe you want to write a letter to somebody or, you know, do something like that. That's why you learn stuff, so that you can use what you've learned, okay? And so the Lord is saying, here, blessed are you if you're going to use what you're hearing here. All right, then what?
For the time is at hand.
The reason that it's important to do is because the time of revelation, the time of the end of time is here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to understand what I'm saying or what the book is saying. Amen?
Amen.
So it's important because the time of the Lord's coming is at hand. Okay, then what? I'll go into the reading here.
It is the last prophecy.
The book of Revelation is the last prophecy of the Lord. And they're all in pictures to make sure that all you people that were raised on Bugs Bunny, Porky the Pig, and looking at pictures instead of learning how to read, that you'll understand what the book of Revelation is saying. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Goofy and all that. All right, then what?
It sums up all prophecies in the Word of God.
All the prophecy in the Bible is summed up here in the book of, the grand total, the bottom line is here in the book of Revelation. Then what?
All previous prophecy had to do with the church, heaven and the nations.
Okay. All previous prophecy is about the church. And then what? The nations.
Israel
and the nations. Think about it. It talks about the church. You know, we all have to be a group, a corporate body. Amen? Israel, a nation of God that serves Him. Okay, so it means what? Read it again.
All previous prophecy had to do with the church, Israel.
Okay, and Israel. Now, all Israel is not Israel. Now, this woman that wrote this book here said that Israel has done a lot of atrocities. She has believed a false report on Israel. Israel, the Israelites love to live in peace. They love peace better than anybody else. And people are attacking them. And now you're giving this, she's giving them a bum rap. And so I pray that she receives what I'm saying. But Israel is not bad. Israel, God's going to kill everybody that tries to destroy it. Israel. But the Lord is talking primarily about the spiritual Israel, which is the kingdom of God, or the church, which is the church of God, which the foundation of the kingdom of heaven is built upon, because the church is in Christ, and the whole foundation of the kingdom of heaven is Christ with the church. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
All previous prophecy had to do with the church, heaven, and the nations. So Revelation gives us the final word on these subjects.
Right. It tells that there's going to be 144,000 Jews, the elect, and then people saved from every nation. Amen?
Amen.
But it also talks about all the people that haven't received the Lord, that they're going to be destroyed. Okay, so that's the nations. Amen?
Amen.
All the nations will rise up against Israel. And then God's going to slaughter them. It's going to take months and months for the people of Israel. And they're going to hire people from other countries to come clean up the bones and bury them of the people that are going to be destroyed that come up against Israel. God loves Israel. And He loves the church, the body of Christ, the spiritual Israel. Okay, then what?
In Revelation, the church is spoken of first, then Israel.
Yeah, it talks about the lampstand. Amen?
Amen.
and it talks about the Israel, the Israelites of God, you know, the church of God, and what else, which is the same thing.
The regenerated Israel in the middle and saved nations at the end.
So it's the regenerated Israel that it talks about. And then the saved nations with Israel at the end, the body of Christ. Okay, then what? That's what it's talking about.
These are also seen in the final construction of the Holy City, the New Jerusalem.
It's constructed of Christ in us. The whole city is Christ in us. Okay, then what? And it's talking about the triune God in us. Okay, we are the fullness of God. We are the fullness of God. The fullness of God is in us if we're really saved. And therefore, we must be like the lampstand, like gold, like the light of the world, like the church, like the Holy Spirit. We radiate, and we are not imitations of God. We are members of God. And he fills us with his spirit. Then what?
The church is the foundation represented by the names of the 12 apostles and Israel in the gates, with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel written over them, and the saved nations in
right, the 12 tribes of Israel over the gates. There's 12 gates, three on each side. And the foundations are the apostles, because we're the church of the Lord. We're the first saved. For the Spirit entered us, the apostles. Okay, the 12 apostles. Not Judas. Judas is not one of them. So, these people that are saying that Judas was a good man, that is the soul. Jesus said he's the devil, and Jesus is the way, and he's also the T-R-U-T-H, the truth. When Jesus says Judas was a devil, he was a devil. Okay, then what?
The church is the foundation represented by the names of the 12 apostles and Israel in the gates with the names of the 12...
And Israel, now you got to make a separation there. 12 foundations and then Israel with the 12 patriarchs' names over the gates. Okay, then what?
With the names of the 12 tribes of Israel written
over them.
Right,
the 12 tribes is the 12 sons of Jacob. Right? They're the head of the tribes. Okay, then what?
And the saved nations in the streets, where they walk in the light of the city's glory. The book is largely Jewish. This is seen in its signs, pictures, and symbols.
Right, it talks about lampstands, which is from the Old Testament. Candles. Amen.
Amen.
Gotta keep, I mentioned several things. Go ahead.
This is seen in its signs, pictures, and symbols, such as the tabernacle, the ark, the altar, the trumpets, and the plagues, and the sealing of the 144,000 Jews of Israel. It is Jewish because God deals with Israel. Jasper is the appearance of God. After John saw the lampstands and the stars which shine, he saw a throne in heaven.
See, the lampstands and the stars are connected because the stars are the messengers of God, and the lampstand is the church of God that are the messengers of God. All right? So that's really heavy, heavy, heavyweight church. Okay, then God, go ahead, read it.
After John saw the lampstand and the stars which shine, he saw a throne in heaven and one sitting on the throne. That one was like in appearance to jasper stone.
And I'm going to have to end here. We'll take this up again tomorrow. My time has run out. I wanted to tell you all about the jasper stone. And the God is the appearance of jasper here at this particular point in the Bible. Alright, so make sure you tune in tomorrow for How to Have God's Life Living You, Part 57. But right now, those of you that would love to have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit enter into you, so that you, in these last days, can allow God to start working in and through you, so that you, with us, can bind Satan by exposing him and by exposing the Word of God and winning souls. That's how Satan is bound. and God will bind him in heaven. But don't let any longer Satan run loose in the world, because God won't do anything about it if you let him. And he'll just tear your family to pieces and your whole everything in this world if you do. So if you want, let's get saved now. Let's have the Spirit in you now. Say, you can have that happen right now by saying this prayer to the Lord. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that you, Father, raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll tell that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Your word says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul." Raise your hands now and praise the Lord. Give him all the glory. And let me know that you received the Lord. And encourage us, and we read your testimony on the air if you like. We won't. If you don't want your name mentioned, that's fine. We won't. So be sure to tune in for tomorrow, and I'm going to show you how to. I'll have Sharon here tell you how to get a copy of the tape or CD, whatever you prefer. Ask for tape or CD number 158. And so just give him the internet or the website that they can order the tape or CD and the Bible and the Messiah books, his literature, all free of charge. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com.
That's simple, isn't it? Alamoministries.com. And if you want to know how to spell Alamo, it's A-L-A-M-O, just like Alamo. Remember the Alamo. Okay, so until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.